Do you know what it's like to be on the bill and to play for 15 minutes and the only people there to see you are the other bands and their girlfriends?
From Buffalo, New York, where you can get a frostbite and sunburn in the same weekend, it's the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast.
And welcome to the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast, where we talk about the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights.
And the lost episodes
of the Buffalo music scene. My name is Ryan Gurnett, and I, no joke, I hurt my hernia today doing a drop for this episode. So we'll get in on that later.
His aching hernia. I'm Cassidy Dwan. Ryan, when you invited me here to this place and said you wanted to record some video, I had a little, like, Hot Girls Wanted nightmare moment. This might be so much worse. On today's episode, we're going to talk with Sean Lewis from Legion Reed and the Space Cubs. We're going to talk about his projects, all this crazy music and art.
Oh, and we're going to watch some videos.
That's true.
Awesome.
They look wild.
So it'll be a real fun episode. We're also going to be debuting a segment called Asking for the Hurt, which... Come on.
Yeah,
my volume levels are all off.
I didn't do proper compression or mastering. Houston.
Okay, let's try this again.
Asking for the hurt. That's not funny. Oh, my gosh.
So I gave myself a hernia doing that drop. It's terrible, but, like...
Wait, that's you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, let's listen again. Asking for the
hurt. Voice actor, Ryan Gurnett. That's good. That's some serious... Yeah. You sound hurt.
That's going to be a fun segment coming up. We're going to talk about August 25th, Buffalo's... God. Buffalo Punks for Planned Parenthood concert. We're going to talk about some upcoming local concerts. We're going to play music by Astrobula. And we have an exciting young rock band called Muddle we're going to be playing. And we have some witty tar box.
Whenever I read Astrobula, I say Beulah. It's not Beulah. There's no Beulah.
We're going to talk about that later.
I got to know.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later. Trust me.
Yeah. So first, we want to do a call for volunteers. We get to do a ton of fun stuff, and working with us is a great way to connect to your local music community. We can help you get experience doing whatever interests you in the field of this crazy entertainment world, whether it's social media, PR, fundraising, script writing, audio engineering, video production, and the list just goes on. We have a spot for you. There is no experience required. We're just looking for some good, reliable human beings with enthusiasm for our local music scene. So if you want to get involved, please contact us, this podcast, at sirwilliamidle@gmail.com or on our Facebook page at facebook.com/thestruggleisrealpodcast.
All right. So, we now, this podcast officially now has 3 lost episodes.
never to be found episodes? Tell me more.
Well, the first one was Warped Tour last year, which Joe Kent forgot to click the record button when we were streaming live. So
that's too far gone for me to be sad about.
Yeah, you don't need to be sad about that. It was the coolest day of my life, and you are deprived of that experience.
I'm sorry.
We tried another live podcast, and to be completely honest, it was terrible. And I was just like, I don't want to know.
Okay.
I'm not going to deal with this. And we didn't release that. And then we did a really cool preview episode for Buffalo Punks for Planned Parenthood, and Ghost in the Computer, I guess.
Yikes.
Like, as we were recording, like, something didn't look right, and I just got up in the middle of the interview, and I'm like, I'm going to get Richard and have him check it out. And I went down, I got Richard, I brought him up to look at the computer, and he's like, oh, everything looks fine to me. I'm like, all right. And then I went to mix it, and then, like, 28 minutes in, it just chopped.
You think it was a ghost?
Little monkeys.
Yeah.
I know they stick chewing gum on the
little
bottle
doozers,
of bowling
like
pins.
In Fraggle Rock.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That would be so cool.
Podcast doozers.
Oh, man, I'd be completely cool with it if it was Doozers.
Happen with the programming.
So we had Jeff Proctor from Poindexter, MC Vendetta from Bloodthirsty Vegans.
Love her.
She's awesome. And Steve Boback from Hyperview. It was a great episode. All three guests were wonderful. Hopefully we'll have them back. I just wanted to thank them because, yeah. But hopefully we will have what I can salvage available soon for our Patreon subscribers.
Wait, what? We have a Patreon? It's like I... Oh.
Breaking news.
This just in.
Cassidy, we have a Patreon page. We all love doing this podcast. It's super fun, and I like helping present and support local music, but it doesn't really... Oh.
What happened?
The video just went dead. Oh, hey, Cassidy.
Oh, I'm back. What happened? Wait a minute. Let's do it this way. Can we do it? Yay! You're alive again.
That thing has like 240 wipes. Like, we haven't even gotten to get... You're going to have some fun with it.
All right.
So, as I was saying, I love doing this podcast. We help present and support local music, but it doesn't pay much of anything. So I'm getting to the point where I have a 10-year-old computer that I'm trying to do audio editing on that doesn't work too well, and like a Chromebook. And for some of the upcoming shows we plan on doing, we have some extra live sound needs that need to be addressed. So we need some upgrades. So you can check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/strugglingproductions.
Just clapping for you.
I'm cool with that.
Just a little clapping.
We have some subscription packages. It gives you easy access to the complete Struggle is Real library, all 41 episodes, which is awesome because I've never had them in one place before. So I'm actually really happy I get to do this. We're going to have all sorts of exclusive content available, videos. You can get samplers of local music sent to you every month. You can get free admission for some of the concerts we're doing. And yeah, and one of our Patreon tiers is called Asking for the Hurt. Oh, come on.
Oh, my
okay,
goodness.
Okay, I got to play it again.
You got to play it again.
Yeah, we didn't get the whole thing.
Asking for the Hurt.
All right.
Ooh, you can see both of us now.
So, for $5... Whoa, that's weird.
Ooh. All right.
See, I told you. It's like putting a synthesizer in front of a musician. There's just a million ways you can go with it. Give me the remix. So for $5 on our Patreon page, I will openly mock you for a new one-minute segment we call Asking for the Hurt.
Asking for the Hurt.
I still can't believe that's you. That's clap again. That's a real live clap.
Thank you.
Yeah. Canned clapping. So you're going to mock people? That's what they're
yeah.
subscribing for?
Yeah.
That's really interesting. I don't know. I think we should stop.
For our first volunteer, we have Astrabula, who is...
Asking for the Hurt.
All right. So give me 1 second here. Let's get a little Astrabula in the background here. Okay. First off, what kind of a name is Astrabula?
Exactly.
His name is Noah Westfall,
okay.
which is both a pretty cool rock star name and super easy to remember. Astrabula isn't even spelled correctly phonetically. There's an A at the end, which makes the U and marketing really fucking hard. And at least his pointless name leads to a pointless image. He sounds like Claudio Sanchez from Coheed and Cambria having a major depressive episode.
He does sound sad about it.
Right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he looks like Brian Posehn, and here's a reference, the Nelson twins had a baby. And I like a songwriter who can use subtlety and nuance.
I wish we had his picture. We don't have his picture?
Oh. I didn't even think of that. So, I like someone, subtlety, nuance, to get the message across. But no, not Astrabula. He slaps you in the face with song titles like Coffee for Closure, Looking for Your License Plate, and Sleeping in My Car.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, it repeatedly bashes you over the head with the subject matter. His album was 9 songs long because at 10, you'd be getting hit in the head so much that his album would be classified as MMA. and he claims his music is inspired by the universe. I guess, you know, the universe is the name of whatever woman got tired of his super obnoxious songwriting, and what I can only assume is the aroma of bologna.
Ouch! Ouch! Burn, burn.
All right. Thank you, folks. And that's been Asking for the Hurt.
Asking for the Hurt.
Gotta get at least one more in there. So you can get your own hurt at patreon.com/strugglingproductions. We thank Astrobula for being our first volunteer.
What a kind
for being
volunteer.
For being our first victim. I actually I believe it was that played early. We had he played at Carpelli's for Infringement Festival, and on the very last song he broke his string.
Oh.
Which actually happened at both his Infringement performances, which was kind of weird. So now when people get when people get questions wrong when we're doing trivia, we will have the sound of Astrobula being sad.
Oh. That is a real life sad no.
Yeah. Oh, you got the question wrong. So
that's rough.
He gets his $5 worth. And in addition to that, let's play some Astrobula. So we are going to play a song called, we're playing Looking for Your License Plate.
Yeah.
Try not to get hit too hard in the head, folks.
It's been 2 long months and I can hardly sleep. Thoughts of you and me are just memories. You're a memory to me. The place you used to sleep, your body over me, our hands held tight together. You were all mine. Your love, your light, your everything. All the time, but not for all time. Yes, you still cross my mind more often than I'd like to admit. I don't think it was a waste of time. I know I can feel. I wasn't sure before, but my lungs are deflated, the air is overrated. Let me breathe you in again. Again. Been 2 long months and I can hardly sleep. Thoughts of you and me are just memories. You're a memory to me. But here I am still writing songs about you. Will it get easier to act like I don't want to call you and spill it all? Something when you left, that we weren't meant to be, but we weren't over yet. I don't think it was a waste of time. I know I could feel alive. I wasn't sure. Your love, your light, your everything, all the time.
don't think it was a waste of time. I know I can feel alive. Let me breathe you in again. Again. Again.
Yeah, we can. We still have...
That was delightful, though.
It was really good.
I mean, it put me in my feelings. Isn't that what the kids say? In my feelings?
I have no idea what the kids
say. Yeah, I'm 32.
Yeah, I'm 37, so I definitely don't. So that was Looking for Your License Plate here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast. So let's talk about some past shows. I had the Buffalo Punks for Planned Parenthood concert, and it was amazing. And the script is out of order, Cassidy, so if you get lost down there, don't worry. Though there's nothing in this segment for you anyway. we raised $623 for Planned Parenthood.
Can we clap again? Let's
please
clap for that.
That deserves
hold
a clap.
On. Yeah, we could have done a drum roll. My goodness.
I'll take it. So, yeah, we raised $623. It was 19 bands. We were there all day. Everyone had a blast. I learned some personal lessons about not planning a show at Sunday at noon.
Yeah, it was a busy weekend for competing.
It was busy,
things
too,
you had,
but...
the Night Lights Festival going on. You had the Elmwood Art Festival. You had the Beauf Love Festival. There was a lot going on, man.
Yeah.
It was well-attended. It was a great thing to hear
honestly,
to raise that money.
It wasn't as well attended as you'd hope for 19 bands, but, you know, we raised money for Planned Parenthood,
yeah,
and that's cool. I believe that's John Lewis joining us.
Woo-hoo.
We raised money for Planned Parenthood, which was really cool, and honestly, the bands drank so much that the bar did fine for the night, and when that happens...
You can count on the punks to hold it down at the bar, no?
One of the bands had a bar tab of $250, and we have Sean Lewis joining us.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
How do I?
See what? He is camera
so
B.
Is this being aired?
Yeah.
Somewhere? Streaming on Facebook now.
Is it on Facebook?
Then, yeah.
Are you ready?
You
we're bringing you right in.
The link, I'll post it.
Oh, sure. I'll do that right now. So, yeah, we're live right now. We're just doing our thing.
Sean is here.
Hey, there he is.
I don't think we could see all three of us, so you're stuck with
no, I mean, if I jumped into one of your cameras, we could do it that way. But outside of that, I think we're stuck.
See a little buddy chair?
So,
hi, Sean.
I'm Sean.
Nice to know you.
What's your name?
Cassidy.
Cassidy, nice
you
to know
you. Almost knew me.
I
yeah,
did?
That was close.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
Ryan, nice to meet you, nice to meet you officially.
Meeting.
All right, here, just...
message me that.
I'm just going to tag you in a comment. I think that's the quickest way to do this.
Mm.
Yeah, there you are. We have three people watching right now.
Watching
thank you all
us
three
right
people.
Now?
My wife also likes this.
That's good.
My wife thinks I'm cool. So, just to finish what we were talking about, it was a really cool show. Some of the highlights, Dreadnecks played, and they were great. And then we're going to play a track by this awesome new band. They're called Muddle. They're all 18 and 19, and they have this singer, and she looks like she'd have one of those, like, little soprano-y woman kind of voices. She growls, like, holy shit. Like, I couldn't believe what came out of her. So, and Sean, just letting you know, mm-hmm, for the video feed, they can hear us talking while the song is playing,
yeah,
but on the regular podcast, they can't, so we're just commenting on the songs.
Oh, we're, like, talking while the song's going?
Yeah.
Just being like,
if you have something to say.
Oh, that part, I don't know.
Oh, I think they need to know. So, here, I don't believe this has been released before, since this album isn't coming out until October 25th. They are doing a release show at Sugar City for that. I don't know who else is playing. We'll talk about that more. I'd love to have them on the podcast.
So here, it's an all-ages release, probably?
Oh, yeah, Sugar City. Sugar City's always
exactly
all-ages.
That's great.
Yeah.
Cool.
So here is Crackhead Behavior by Muddle on the Struggle is Real podcast on thinktwiceradio.com. Yes. So that's Muddle. That is the title track from Crackhead from their album Crackhead Behavior. So like I said, it'll be out October 25th. Go see them live. They're fantastic. And hey, Sean Lewis, how's it going?
Hi.
Hold on. I know how to do this.
Yeah.
I've been in this room before one time. This is Greg Sterlace's house. Or is it used to be Greg's?
It may have.
There's like the Greg Sterlace show.
Oh, yeah.
Not the ski mask show.
The Greg Sterlace show is still running.
And that's
without Greg Sterlace running it.
I did this once, and I thought it was this house. When I was out front, I was like, this looks like that house. And it was around this table, and I remember all the
It's very possible.
Stuff. Yeah.
I've always known Richard Wicca, who is wonderful and let's
Richard Wicca is the person who owns this house? Okay, so I guess
could have been Greg Sterlace. We'll have a meeting afterwards.
He was probably just there or something.
He's first and last, man.
They're all these, older people.
Oh, yeah. And the Greg Sterlace show is still going strong.
The ski mask or
right
not
now it's
ski
Cam
mask,
Swartz is the
one.
I found out if they changed the name, they would lose their spot in public access.
Oh, really?
Get, pushed back to the bottom of the priority list. So that's one of the reasons they keep it. And I think that's
sorry.
Each room has its dedicated noisemaker. The one down here is way better than the one upstairs, though. So, Sean. I'm going to read the description of Legion Reed that was sent into infringement, yes.
Yeah.
So, a frantic stream of consciousness, spoken words, swan dive, deep into a millennial psyche, while simultaneously exoriating the corrupt institutions of the powers that be, featuring a crazy light show, video projections, crowd participation, dancing red people, and a cameo of appearances by Legion Red collaborators. Is it Reed or Red?
I've pronounced it Reed, but
okay.
I think it's funny when... I don't correct people if they say Legion Red. I think it's cool that they...
I kind of have...
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah. So Legion Reed doesn't just blur the lines between performance, art, and live music. Rather, they erase those distinctions entirely, creating a truly outrageous interactive experience that has to be seen to believed.
Zach Anderson, the photographer and writer, wrote that.
Oh, perfect.
About a show that I did.
Nice.
That was my first... It was kind of my, I don't know if it's comeback or whatever, but it was the first show that I did solo for a long time. And he wrote that about it. So I thought that was really cool, and I liked it a lot, and so that I just pretty much copied and pasted it.
It's nice when someone else can write your bio.
Oh, yeah, so it's so much easier.
I gotta try and find someone to do that next time.
Not to toot your own horn.
We'll get
or
Zach
anything.
Anderson up on the up on the biz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so how long have you been an artist known as Legion Reed?
The first shows that I was doing... I started doing open mics at, Hardware in 2013.
Okay.
So since then, and, 2013, 14, 15, I was active as, a solo doing that. And then I was, trying to be, a pop star still at the same time, where I was, doing, experimental, weird shit and, punk shit, and then also trying to be, radio... It's too different. It's they were two different kind of things, or I would try and be really funny and edgy or whatever, and then I was also trying to be sign me to your label at the same time, and it didn't work. And then in 2016 I tried to make in 2016 I made it into a band where I had friends Jamie Sunshine, Reggie Clark, Harry Grazer, Joe Isom. These were just friends that sat in on instruments to flesh it out.
Yeah, you had one of the guys from Dream Beaches too, right? Wasn't Gabe Wells or Corey?
So that comes in later.
Okay.
It's Gabe, spoiler. So I tried that for a year where I was
it's Gabe.
Yeah.
Oh, I had the volume down. Damn it. All right. I'm not playing that again.
My chaos thing didn't really work with a band where I was trying to organize like all the people to like do all these things, or I was worrying too much about like coordinating everything, and it's like it didn't translate, I think, and then I gave up that, and then worked on other stuff for a while, and then this last winter I was like, maybe I'll like bring it back, but in like a different way, like, yeah. I'll say all the things that like I just like have in my head, and so like that 2019 song video, whatever.
Hold on, can we play something?
Let's show it.
All right.
Does it show on the TV thing?
Oh, or? Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay. The thing is, we've got some stuff, and I'm not sure what. Maybe we'll just play the first one here, and we can talk about
the along. 2019 thing, or
I'm not sure which one is which, right? Oh, I just, can you lend me any?
It'd be, probably be the top link if I sent like
all
the links.
We have them, like, we have an uploader and all that jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Flip over to the screen,
so
and
let's see if
just
I can do this.
Skip through some.
Mama's just learning how to drive. Hold on.
So then you press. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do that.
Oh, it's not that one. Yeah, yeah.
Not that.
That's 2014.
All right.
When
so
it was
let's
a winter
do
time.
This.
That's in front of the Forum. Remember that place?
Oh yeah. Oh, I played that place.
Yeah, it's
like,
weird. Okay, like, so this
is
thing.
Is this it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so.
I did it.
So like this video, there's drums, and it's like drums and like synths kind of sounds, and that was, it's all just one long improv session with Gabe, the drummer from Dream Beaches.
Oh, there you go.
And me, and then I took that whole thing. It was like a 7 minute jam, 7 minute cut of like an hour jam, but like
okay.
And then I would like pace back and forth like. In like my parents' basement or like my practice space.
Are you in someone's yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then I had like I would write down on like index cards like any. I would just pace back and forth, and like when I thought of something, a thought that I thought was funny or something, I would write it down. And then I would make like these like chains on the floor. These like okay, so I'm gonna say this and then this and then this and then this, and like a lot of time I try and make it seem where it's like it seems like I'm rambling. Or something, but it's actually scripted.
Constructed chaos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's constructed chaos.
It's very poetic.
Chaos. Thank
it's
you.
Got all that visual crazy to go
Thank
with
you.
It, too.
I can't figure out, I find it just hypnotizing.
It's
just the way it's cut. And
yeah, I want to redo this video, actually, because people didn't get when they watched it that everything was planned out. Because I'm cutting and everything, and I went to like Best Buy. Those friends, it's Jamie from Velvet Bethany.
Oh, okay.
Vacation. I forget the
two. Venus Vacation.
Yeah, yeah. And like my other friend Vivian is in one of the suits, and then
I was gonna say, is that top secret? Are we not allowed to know?
I mean, it's cool in this video, this particular one. And that day, it was like my first time meeting and hanging out with Vivian and Jamie.
Wow. And you're like, let's do this.
Yeah, I was like, put these on, and I'm gonna do this. And I went to Best Buy and I just emptied my bank account on these four GoPros. And
wow.
Then I returned them the next day. And then they were like, it's going to be like a week before the funds go back into your account. Is that okay? And I was like, They're like, you opened all these? And I was like, yeah, yeah. It was like around Christmas time.
Where did the idea start for the red suits?
The red suits. So when I used to tour by myself, I would bring the red suits to every city. And it was an icebreaker between me and people that I didn't know, because I was a lot of the time I'd be traveling alone. And it's like, hey, excuse me, this is going to sound weird. I have this sweaty, smelly suit. Can you put this on and dance around during my set? And then, like, people would be like, no. But that person would do it. And then, like, that would, like, you know.
There's always
one. That would lead me, like, around, and, like, I would meet people. And then there's one story where it's like, it was Pittsburgh, and I had three red suits, and I was playing the show, and it was crazy, and I had like a fog machine going and stuff, and then I look up, and there's a pile of what looks like four people in red suits, and I'm performing, so I can't really stop to be like, what? Like, it's like, did I see that right? And then there were four people, but then the show ended, and then I was like, stop, everybody stop. You, I gave you the suit, I gave you this. Where's the fourth person? And they were gone, and nobody knew what happened, but there were four. There's like, there were other people that were like, yeah, there were four.
So somebody ran like off came with your suit?
No, because I only had three suits.
Ooh.
I got them back. Like somebody,
that's not what I wanted to do.
Somebody, there was just a ghost fourth person that just appeared for that show, and then they were gone. This is real.
Ooh, that's like art universe kind of alien stuff, right?
I don't know.
I think so. Who's traveling around with a red suit? Who's just
I don't
like
know.
Having a
oh man,
yeah, like. If it
wedding
was,
crashers.
It was a house show, like
do
maybe it was somebody
to,
in the
we
house.
Do like an investigative.
This is some paranormal.
We can work with
shit,
the Unsolved
yeah.
Mystery podcast and try and track this down. I want to know who that was.
It's there's certain like kind of journalistic entertainment. I've been watching this show Nathan for You. Do you know?
Oh, it? I love Nathan
yeah,
for You.
Yeah, it's like
oh, it's
like
brilliant.
when you have a lot of resources and you can like go deep into. investigating something that's like that happened years ago, and it's like, yes, we're back in that basement, and here's one of the Legion Reed stickers that went on, and so that this it must have been at this time. Here's all the names of the people that lived in the house at that time. You know, I don't know.
Or even orchestrating that to ambush the artist in the first place, like, yo, this guy's got three people dancing in suits. Wouldn't it be cool if you came down here in your suit right
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It has to be that, right? But like, I don't know. Before that, the red suits, I had like one friend that would wear the red suit and like, I would have them like chained up, like, and it would be like a reveal. It'd be like, if I did a house show, it's like, I got somebody in a red suit and like chained them up and put them in the closet and shut the door. And they were in there for like 2 hours or something. And then it's like, I'm not the first act that night. I'm the second or third act. And then like part of the bit is like, I would have like a goose chase around the place where it's like, there's a clue. Like, what is the clue? And it says like, go in the closet. And then the closet and the person falls. It's just like stuff like that. I'm trying to think of like one of the other best ones. That one was good. That was at like a loft space, Frank Napolsky's loft space.
So, like, just where do... I mean, your ideas are crazy, and I love that.
Thank you.
And I always tell people, you know, I don't care if your band is good or bad. I want it to be interesting. And your stuff mm-hmm. is so far interesting. Like, where do
you.
These... Where do you think... Where, like, not... We're diving deep here. Where
yeah.
do these ideas come from? Like, where do you...
Are you an art school kid?
I am an art school kid. I didn't...
Cassidy figured it out
I got,
in 2 seconds.
I went to... Like, I got my major in architecture.
Okay.
So it was a lot more about, like... The process and like working hard and like showing your work and like developing a concept over like a
right.
period of time that like I got a minor in art and like was in like the UB art program too, but I remember like and there were exceptions of course, but like a lot of the students kind of like treated it like a blow off major.
Yeah.
The just like lazy art student, and I didn't like yeah. that. I was like, oh, you know, you gotta work hard, like still.
Did you proceed with the architecture stuff? Like, did you go into the intern and do that?
Like, it was like near the end of like undergraduate when it started getting like really technical, and it was like drawing building sections and stuff that I was like, okay, I'm not as into this. Like, I had like a band camp going at that point with like electronic stuff, and I was into that, and I was like, I want to do shows, and it was like the last review, like the thesis review kind of thing, like. When that ended, I went right to Guitar Center, and I was like, I want this MIDI controller and this one. And they're like, are you sure? I'm like, I'm sure. And then started doing shows, like, a few months later. As far as, like, the crazy stuff, like, I don't know. It's like that video with all the lyrics and stuff. It's just, like, me, like, the things
yourself?
That, like, pop. Yeah, yeah. Like, when I was doing that, I was like, I need to make something that's me. More than anything else.
Are you self-taught in your videography stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
It looks,
thank you.
You know, it looks DIY, but it looks
yeah,
so
yeah,
creative
yeah.
fusion.
That's good. Thank you.
You know.
Yeah.
You also, as a visual artist, did you have, like, any art exhibits or anything?
So it was actually this past year at El Museo, I had my first formal... visual art exhibit
yeah.
where I do like glitch art, like digital
okay.
I'd like pull it up on my Instagram.
I think when I first saw your art was honestly in the Allen Towner newspaper. Did you have Lesion Reed submissions in the
Allentown?
The art page? There was a newspaper that I had put together some years ago.
Oh, really?
And so we had, you know, it. Honestly,
and I submitted something and I don't remember.
It's probably 6 years ago.
Oh my god! Yeah. Wait, yeah. Six. So yeah, it's 2013. That was like right when I was.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for doing that.
No. Well, it was that kind of open forum for art and happenings. But no, I was confused about, is Lesion Reed a person or a group or a performance artist or a, you know, and that kind of a you know, question mark is actually a great space to be in.
Yeah,
right?
I
as
think,
you reinvent.
I have a message that Jamie from the video is in Venus Vacation. Vivian is from Velvet Bethany and Venus Vacation. I get all the V's mixed up.
That's a lot of V's.
There are a lot of them.
But anyway, what were you saying?
I love that sound machine.
Yeah, I'm thinking of ending the name Lesion Reed to just go by Sean Chicky. Chicky is my mom's maiden name.
Okay.
Oh. And just like, because that 2019 video is like a thing, and like I can like still like reference back to Lesion Reed or something,
sure.
But like I kind of want to.
Can I play this if I make my art? Who's gonna?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm really a fan of this.
We only have a few minutes left.
Hold on.
So.
Let me put this on here. I can do it.
The funny story about this and how it relates to the other ones is like.
Oh. Is this it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Audio.
I know how to do it. Wait a minute.
I know.
That's in the same basement.
The current year, 2014. I'm right out of college, and I'm trying to make art all day. But, are you gonna pay for me to live?
Spark
is it
bomb.
Hard for you to watch your baby self? Like, is
no,
this baby self
that's
you?
Me. That's my face.
You're like, that's my adult
no, I've seen
art
this.
Self.
So, like, this song was, like, in particular, it was, like, around the time where I was, like, trying to make, like, synth pop music. And this song, I just made for myself. I was like, I'm doing this for fun. Like, this is for me. Nobody else needs to listen to this song.
There's
like,
social
I'm just,
commentary here.
Yeah, yeah,
there's
no.
There's a lot for people to listen to.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this before.
Oh, yeah. This is Steak and Cake. This is E&B right there. I like this drop here. Look at my face. That's my face. Yeah.
So, has this paid for you to live?
No, not at all.
The struggle is
but,
real, no?
I mean, like, the cool thing was, like, this became my most popular song where people liked this. And it was, like, this was the one where I was making it for me. So, that's, like, a confidence thing of, like, oh, like, I can do that and stuff. And then, like, you get, you try and, like, do it again, but that, like, kind of prevents you from, like, growing.
You can't recapture the magic.
Yeah.
You can if you're specifically trying to recapture the magic.
It's funny, like, when I've played this recently, like, I played this year, and I'm like, I'm singing it, and then I'm like, don't bother paying for me to live. Like, pay reparations. Like, that shouldn't just go to me. Like, I have generational wealth and shit.
White
like,
boys can make art, though. That's okay.
I mean...
Yes, I do think that people should pay for art, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's weird. It's like, okay, so in this, there's all that money on the ground. I volunteered my body for science, where I took a drug and I had my blood taken, like, every 2 hours for, like, a whole week.
Yeah.
Damn.
And it was really crazy. I got paid $2,000 for it.
And you're videoing
and
for your art as you're doing
yeah, yeah.
That.
Can you talk about what drug it was?
It made me sick. I got sick from it. And then I spent that $2,000 on a PR agent in LA that tried to get this on like Vice and stuff, and like none of it worked. It is like they didn't. Then the PR person didn't even give a shit either.
This would fit on Vice perfectly.
Like, yeah, I wasted the money. It was like the biggest waste of money ever. So like, just put it punk, and then like all the green screen stuff. Like we just there was like this place called the Beehive. It was an attic in like Elmwood, and
I think the Beehive is still open.
Yeah, that's cool. Like I just set up the green screen there, and then like invited some friends over. It's like we're making a video.
Even as a timestamp of your art to have.
Yeah, no, I'm so into the timestamp and like putting 2014 or whatever year it is. I named the song 2019 or whatever. Are we running out of time?
Yeah,
Oh.
8:12.
Yeah.
But I got so many questions.
I know. We always think we're gonna have time, and then the other segments take too much time. And
yeah. Well, thanks for having me.
I mean, afterwards, if we do have a little time, we can do a little post interview for our streaming fans.
Okay.
Did we really have watcher streamers? Wow.
Oh yeah, we have people watching right now.
Nice.
All right, so. Yeah, so hang around. We just got a couple more segments left, and then for everyone watching on the video stream, we'll do some little extra for you with Sean here. Cassidy, you cool with that?
I
got a birthday party to be at 8:45.
I just gotta go back and be a mom, so that's very important.
That's more important than me. I'm just gonna try and make art all day.
8:45, cool?
Yes.
All right, cool. All right.
Summertime.
I was gonna play some Space Cubs as a segue, but you are no longer in Space Cubs.
Yeah, well, that's getting figured out as of this weekend.
Well, we'll have some news on that.
Drama in space? Wait, do I have a sound effect for that? Hold on.
Oh, I mean, I have.
That's a burp. That's not space.
Those the symbols on that sound thing don't look like you think they would. Here
that's
we go.
That's a burp.
Find out next time what happens to Space Cubs.
Tune in next week.
So yeah, I have like no good segue from one segment to the next. So I'm just gonna let's just go with here we go. Hey Cassidy, there's some cool shows coming up.
Yeah.
On September 25th, we are doing a show with Jen DeSantis.
Like her.
Turn that down. Jen DeSantis, the aforementioned Pamela Swartz, who will be doing a solo looping set.
You know, I call her my hometown Laurie Anderson.
I never saw her looping stuff before, and I saw it at the Hostel during the Infringement Festival, and it is outstanding.
She is outstanding. She's a woman of many talents.
And then the headliner's Pocket Vinyl. If for our longtime listeners, for all like six of them, Pocket Vinyl is a two-piece group where Eric Stevenson sings and plays piano like Ben Folds, and his wife Elizabeth paints.
Yeah, I like that live
and
art.
Watching her create is really entrancing, and the music's great, and more people should be at these shows to see them, because everything from even just the stories about the songs, the way they do it, to the selling of the art, and even just all the cool merch they have.
So the art that they do that night will be for sale live there?
Yeah, as soon as their set's over.
How do they do that? They auction it?
Yep, as soon as the set's over, they auction off the painting.
Love it.
I'm not going to lie, my anniversary with my wife was a week ago, and I have some money put aside for a Pocket Vinyl painting that I plan on putting over the couch in my new apartment. So
so sweet, Ryan.
Thank you.
That's so special.
So I've been dying to get one. I've just never had the money. So that's September 25th. That's at Revolution Gallery.
Love it there, too.
It's our first show there, so I'm really excited to see what
it's
going
to
be.
Wait, what day of the week is that?
It's like a Wednesday, I think.
Is it a Wednesday?
I'm pretty sure it's a Wednesday.
Ooh, that bodes well for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice when they're on tour and they don't need like a Friday or a Saturday.
Cool.
So, and then in addition to that.
It's a good space for it.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's a great spot. If you haven't been there, it's on Hurdle. It's right across from like the North Park Theater.
Yep. Usually got those torches burning out front. It's a real goth kind of awesome. Craig and Maria at Revolution Gallery are awesome people.
Yes. And then on October 4th at Milky's, it's the second anniversary. We've made it two years I've been doing this, and I've only missed like one episode.
Where's my claps? Where's my
if I ever deserved the clap, just right now.
There's the claps.
So we're doing a live episode at Milky's. We have like seven bands coming in. We're going to do performances and interviews. We're going to play games. I'm going to pull up the event page real quick because there's so many people. I'm sure I'm going to forget someone. We have Type Relevant playing, and they are They are live hip hop. They are fantastic. They have one of the best bass players in Buffalo, and Eric Stekowitz.
And as a bass player yourself, you can really validate that opinion.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We have Shannon Vanderlyn's going to be on. Danimal Cannon's going to be there. He's fantastic. If you haven't had a chance to see Danimal live, the Scarecrow Show is closing off the night. Halo Nelly is playing. I'm looking at the camera. I'm so excited about that.
He's excited.
And then, okay, we had this, but this can't do it anymore. Never mind that. And then we're having an acoustic performance by Woody Tarbox.
Nice.
So I have been told, at least, that as far as local bands go, Witty Tarbox, like, won Nightlights. Like, they were the local band
that blew all the others away, is what I've heard.
I saw
a little snippet. I saw so many little snippets from the Nightlights.
It's one of those things where, I have a band on a bill that's just so good, it's like, they're going to cancel. I bet they're going to cancel.
No, don't you.
I hope they don't.
No.
I really hope they don't, but it's just like they're really good. I hope they still do this.
If you build it, they will come.
Yes. So that's October 4th. That's at Milky's.
October.
It's $8. It's
wear a flannel.
21 plus. We're going to start just a little before 9. And, yeah, it's going to be it's so much stuff. We're going to go into, 2 in the morning. Come,
is
hang
that,
out, celebrate.
Is that your Pumpkin Spice show?
Pumpkin Spice?
I don't know. Does it have a theme?
It's the second anniversary show. That's the theme.
Oh, and Pumpkin Spice.
Do you have any shows you want to talk about, Cassidy?
I do and I don't. I'm more excited about certainly the things that you've told me are coming up thus far. It's back to school season in Momland, so I hope to be more on track with my rock and roll.
I'll help you out.
Thanks.
All right, well, we're going to play some Woody Tarbox. This is Moving Pictures here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on thinktwiceradio.com.
And I followed it down to the bottom.
And that was Witty Tarbox here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on thinktwiceradio.com and our little clock timer that we have here, which isn't that convenient?
It this just, has been
like,
a joy.
You know when it's going to end.
Yes. Oh, so it ends at zero?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
We're running out of time here. It'd be cool if we could turn the camera and show them the No, that wouldn't be cool.
All right. So is this on Facebook right now?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
I had like there was like a list
Can
that my
up?
Friend Lux made of oh, let me find here we go. This is like it's like 40 something bands in Buffalo.
Oh, the was it like the female band directory?
Well, it's a band directory of just like bands that aren't all guys.
That aren't all guys.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
that
cause
movie
there's lots
checklist
of them.
Thing for if the movie passes
yes.
the what test?
Something to I have.
I don't know. So, that's a cool thing.
So for some visibility, I'm going to read them all off.
Bechdel test.
I might be saying their names wrong. Samer, the Isometrics, French for Peanut, and Filippone. The Baby Machines.
I was in Pipitone.
And Filippone is she's a different person.
I know.
Christina Stock, Folk Faces.
Oh,
Helen Mysterioni. Lala Fuckstar, Sir Trilene, mm-hmm. Wooden Cities, Miggy J, Artemisia X,
ooh, yeah.
Mosswalk, Brass Pro.
I'm in
the Waterfront. And the Jen DeSantis,
mm-hmm.
Yanari, Uncertain, Acacia, Talking in My Sleep, The
oh,
Elite. Orations, Fatal Figures, Day Sleepers, Pam Swartz, Honeycomb, Legionary, Award Show, Velvet Bethany, Leda, Little Cake, Night Slaves, Tynes, Alpha Hoppers, Space Cubs,
so
Mall Walkers.
So who curates this list?
This is Lux something. Hold on, I can go to their profile. Yeah, Lux Arnold. Tony Rockery Horror, Curtis Lavelle, Carrie Faye, Facility Men, Halo Nelly, mm-hmm. The Mollus, Tina Panic Noise.
Mollus are great.
Party's Over, Hop Hop, Not For Nothing, Heave, Venus Vacation, Stress Dolls, Medusa, Cooler, Desiree, Key, The Jennies, Blunted Lip, Circular Logic, Nine Layers Deep, This, Little Summer, Erica Wolfling, Sparkle Bomb, Carmen and Lizzie, Healer,
yeah.
Jane Loves You, Sus.
Awesome. Sus does not, well, Sus doesn't exist anymore.
Mm.
But, artist formerly known as.
But Sid is still playing, and she has what might be the best voice in Buffalo. I don't know if you guys have heard Sydney before, but she's got this soulful, wonderful voice. That's a great list.
Yeah,
and I think
impressive.
I have that. I actually have that saved in my Facebook page. So,
yeah.
When we put this episode out, I'll include a link for that.
Cool. Yeah. Good.
So no, there's. Like, I've been compiling lists since I've been doing this, and I'm in, like, 560 bands. And
yeah,
it's just,
yeah.
It goes, and every week, there's, like, two or three more, and it's just, it's so, such
I'm really bad at
of
it.
A deep hole.
Not even Buffalo, but, like, you know, somebody was saying some band today that I've heard of, and he was like, what do you mean you don't know that band?
All right, we have 30 seconds.
Okay.
So I'm just going to read through all of the script very quickly. And that is all we have for episode 41. On episode 42, we talk with Renaissance woman Pam Swartz, another audiovisual artist who performs with X, including Bad Ronald, Witch, Hooked on Cassiophonics, Brass Pro and the Waterfront Revivalist, Red Huffy, and her amazing solo work. We'll talk to her about what it's like to haul large boxes chock full of cables to every show and the unique struggles that face a looping musician. We'll also talk about local and past concerts, including September 7th Music is Art Festival.
Music is Art, September 7th.
I wanted to give a shout out. Yeah, there we go. I wanted to give a shout out to our first. Is it over? Are we off the internet now? Or are we still going? It's still recording.
Keep it.
There you go. Okay. I think.
What is
that? Are
we
still live?
Are we having fun yet?
Yes. Mm. All right. I'm just going to keep going. I wanted to give a shout out to our first and only Patreon subscriber, Cecilia Martinez, an old friend of mine currently living in Atlanta. She makes beautiful music, and hopefully we'll have something from her down the line that we can play on the show. You can find her at CeciliaCreates.com. I'm just going to double check that. Professional all the way. Yes, CeciliaCreates.com. And yes, and we let our Patreon subscribers do whatever they want. So when she has music, we'll do it. Patreon.com/Trolling Productions. I also wanted to thank everyone who helped out with our Buffalo Punks for Planned Parenthood fundraiser. It was an awesome event. great music, fun people. We raised $623 for Planned Parenthood, and hopefully we're going to have another punk charity show coming up. I'm thinking maybe January, February, a time when it's going to be inconvenient and will most likely be canceled because of weather. And thanks for tuning in. The Buffalo music scene is chaos. Please be kind and keep on struggling. And I don't have outro music to play because...
That was a serious sound effect.